Hey, this is a Sick Puppy from ShouldIDrinkThat.com. This is the post-show drink for episode 40. Didn't have time to put it on the show, and these are also from Bubby from the Tiki Bar forums. And this is his SM, a.k.a. Saffron Mead.
And that's Sam Adams.
What's up, Sammy?
So we're going to crack open the saffron. Ooh. Oh. Smoke. Steam coming off that baby. Look at that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this is the first homebrew meat I've ever had in my life, as well as Spoon, who's on the camera. So, Bubby, this better not suck. Oh, look at that, dude. I guess I gotta say something for you, don't I?
Yeah, that'd be nice. It'd be a good gesture.
It looks so classy in our Castile beer glasses.
That's because Bubby is a classy guy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, dude, that looks perfect.
Bubby, thanks for the new homebrew bottle with the capper.
Yeah, you're not getting that back.
There you go, my friend. This is a saffron meat. I'm not a meat expert. I want to make one because I can. Wow. There's a lot of honey in that.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know. That smells like medicine.
Go for it.
Cheers, Bubby.
Here's the official. You can see it on tits and ass. There you go. Wow, there's honey.
I'm not used to that flavor.
It's wine with honey.
Yeah, it is exactly what it is. I can't really say that I taste saffron in that. I may just not be picking it up. It's an excellent mead. Excellent mead. Nice and clear. Little carbonation in there. Very interesting, Bubby. Thank you very much.
I thank you, too. There you go. Oh, wait. I'm going to turn it around. What's up? I appreciate it, also.
What do you think, Spoon?
Yeah, it's like, it's wine with honey.
Is this your first mead ever?
It is, actually. So, Bubby, you broke my mead cherry.
The more I drink it, I don't know if it's just in my head. I'm trying to look for that saffron flavor. Not sure I'm getting it.
I do like the honey kind of like aftertaste I get to it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's unique.
It smelled a little weird to me at first.
I like this. I always worry about what mead would taste like.
Oh, I'm making one of these, dude. Trust me. But mine's going to have like Drano or something in it. You know me.
Oh, that's great. It's always good to know. So, Bubby, thank you. Appreciate it. ShouldIDrinkThat.com. Father Spoon.
Sick Puppy.
Yeah, Sick Puppy's back there. We appreciate it. We're going to keep on drinking.
Yep.
Thanks for brewing the good stuff. So this is my chance to review one. This is the P2.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is.
I apologize to the viewers at least. I'll put it in the YouTube comments later. Bubby gave me this beer and I forgot what the hell it was. I believe he said it was a
stout?
Wasn't an imperial, but he did say it was a stout. I'm not sure the characteristics of this at all.
Pour yours for me.
So I do apologize for that and it will be in the YouTube comments. Once I talk to Bubby again.
Hey, that's pretty close. We're getting better with this.
Nice, brother.
Like that.
Slide that my way. Thank
There's
you.
Yours. It's different.
Smell like a stout? Coffee stout?
It does. It smells like a stout, but... No.
It's not an imperial.
It's more like a porter.
Really?
Actually, you know what this has a nose of?
What was on the cap again?
P2.
P2, Porter Squared.
You know what this actually has the nose of?
It's kind of a blind tasting for SIDT, actually.
This has the nose on it of a Sam Adams Utopia.
Really?
Yeah.
Port wine? Come on.
That's what this honestly smells like. All right, hold on.
Dude, that wasn't a pretty look, man. What's up?
Sorry,
not good?
Sorry, Bob.
You don't like it?
Oh!
Hey, was that worse than the American Bock that I gave you that I told you was bad in the first place? Please tell Simon no.
This is unique. This is unique.
It's a good representation of the style. And again, we don't know what this is at all. I know it's a stout. At least I think it's a stout. Oh, dude.
I don't know what this is, but...
Here.
Oh!
Take the camera, because I got to try this.
Bobby, what the hell is this? Oh, it's rough. Let's go back over to the sick puppy for a second.
The home brewing enthusiast. Oh. This may be his oak aged. I think this is his oak aged. Bubby, correct me if I'm wrong. I'll talk to you about this. We got people calling Spin. I think this is his oak aged. I really do. Now that I smell the aroma, I think this is his oak aged stout. I could be wrong. Again, blind tasting, because when he gave this to me, I was either aka hungover / drunk. I don't remember. I think that's his oak aged. I love that.
Really?
Yes, that's very good.
Sorry, Bubs.
Very intense, very complex.
I'll drink it.
That's a sipper, dude.
I'll still drink it.
I like it, Bubby. Fuck you, Spoon. One home brewer to another.
Sam's smiling up there.
Let's see what Sam thinks of it.
Let's get the Sam. Oh, he's dribbling. You lush.
Sam likes it. What's your problem, Spoon?
I apparently suck.
I do believe this may be his oak age.
It's a little rough for me.
I'll have Bubby put the details on the YouTube comments so y'all know what it is, but...
Or actually, if Bubby still has some of this at his house, he could do a video as a reply.
There you go. Cheers, man. Thanks, Bubby. Sorry we didn't include the mead or this one on a show, man. We got a time limit, man. Sorry.
Or should I drink that.com? This is Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
Cheers, brother.
Bitches!